T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Second and goal at the 2. Motion across from Allen. Back to the left side goes Allen. Brady under center. Turns. Gives to Burkhead. Hole on the left side. He's in. Burkhead is in for the touchdown. And with an overtime touchdown run by Rex Burkhead, the dynasty continues for the New England Patriots. They're going to their third straight Super Bowl. 37-31. New England knocks off Kansas City on their way to Super Bowl 53. It'll be the Rams. It'll be the Patriots. It'll be Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. New England wins it in overtime.
Kevin Kugler, Westwood One, heard here on The Fan. Listen to The Morning Show Friday for your chance to win a signed Sergei Gonchar puck, thanks to Total Sports Enterprises at the mall at Robinson. That drive by the Patriots to seal it, 13 plays, 75 yards in overtime. Patrick Mahomes, the presumably will be the NFL MVP, 50 touchdown passes this year, never got a chance to see the ball. Three conversions of third and
five.
One.
Four.
I don't know what that is. The countdown.
Three, Steelers fans trying to hijack this because they don't want to hear what's
three
coming.
Three third and long conversions on that drive. Edelman, Gronkowski.
Big play after big play. Tony Romo practically like squealing with delight.
Chiefs took the lead twice in the fourth quarter. Patriots rallied to take the lead both times. Ninth appearance for Brady and Belichick in the Super Bowl. That's one more than the Steelers franchise have on their own. They have eight. So now they pass the Steelers, and they're going to try to tie in with Super Bowl wins 2 weeks from now in Atlanta.
In Tom Brady's age 39, 40, and 41 seasons, they are going back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl appearances, something they've never done. Won 3 in 4 years, missed the playoffs one of those years, though. That's amazing.
We talked on Friday about how on paper the Steelers have a better-looking team than the Patriots. That there's probably more talent on the Steelers roster than there is on the Patriots roster. We saw that in a game here in December. The Steelers beat them. What sets the Patriots apart from the Steelers? When you look at this kind of golden year dynasty that they have with Brady in his 40s and Belichick in his 60s, what sets them apart from the Steelers?
Everything. But mainly the head coach and the quarterback. Tony Romo's actually my quick jumping off point here. He's the most important guy that I want to highlight at the start. Throughout that game, it was actually very entertaining if you like Romo's kind of shtick. He was watching the defense the same way more or less Brady was and basically calling out what they were going to do almost down to the last detail. The Patriots rarely, because of Belichick's preparation, rarely beat themselves. The Patriots usually have a defensive scheme. If they see a team twice in a year, they usually have some things they've learned from the first meeting, whether it was a win or a loss, that helped them. Belichick had a defensive scheme in place that held the Chiefs down for a half, but Kansas City's so talented it wasn't going to work the whole game.
They also had
stunning.
An offensive game plan that kept Kansas City's offense
right
down
them.
Because it chewed up clock.
Ran right at them. They did. And this is what it is. You want me to distill it down to one thing? The Patriots do whatever they've got to do to win. It's not about, will Tom Brady go out and throw the ball 60 times because that's good offense. They knew they couldn't go punch for punch for 60 minutes with that team, so they just ran the hell out of the ball, and they had guys to do it. Belichick had a scheme that involved also frustrating Mahomes. It was pointed out beautifully by Romo. And then what really got me, because it's people focus on how much better the head coach is than the one here, the quarterback is that much better than Ben Roethlisberger. Tom Brady's a giant gym rat. He's there all the time. He's maniacal. I don't know. I'm saying this because I don't know what one way or the other, because I'm not in the Steelers' room. I don't hear one way or the other whether Ben Roethlisberger's a first-in, last-out guy or what. So I have no idea what kind of film preparation or anything else he's doing, so I can't infer. But Brady is so insane with it that when they get into what is clearly now a shootout in the fourth quarter with the next big thing at quarterback, he's going punch for punch because where Mahomes is just making great athletic plays, Brady is figuring out his matchups and dissecting them, killing plays at the line, delivering a masterclass of preparation.
Yeah, you know what's different between Brady and Ben when it comes to big game moments? Is that if you look at Brady on that last drive, Arrowhead's going crazy. It's third and long. It's a tough play to convert. And he is almost mechanical or programmed to put the ball in a certain situation based on what the defense is giving him. No safety help on Gronk. Boom. Safety goes to Gronk. Where's Edelman? Bang.
Boom. And it was a rope to Edelman.
And it's so meticulous. And it's so smart. If you look in Ben, when he has taken the Steelers on long runs, and he has won games like that, Ben's plays are usually, well, the play kind of goes haywire. There's pressure that isn't supposed to, that you didn't expect, a blitz that comes from nowhere. The play sort of breaks down. And Ben just like ad-libs it and makes it happen. And he's done that probably more than most great quarterbacks. You know, it's worked to great success over the years. And so when Ben would do it, it's like, wow, he really drew it up and made something out of nothing. Brady, it's just so...
You can't
rattle him.
Nobody congratulates a surgeon like for a routine surgery job well done. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what I think of when I think of Tom Brady in that setting. The setting is anything but routine.
Nothing looked forced.
But the way he went about it was just drop back, five-step drop. Plant. I know who's open based on what, like you just laid out, what the coverage is, what all of my preparation has told me. Laser beam to Edelman.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about Brady? I laugh when people say, man, he looks really bad. Look at all these throws into the dirt and into the ground in their bad run.
Yep.
When the chips are on the table, where's the ball to Edelman on third and long?
Right there.
An absolute laser beam.
Even the screens are thrown
perfectly. Crisp. They're just crisp. And I know, and people are going to say, hey, man, he was D Ford lining up in the neutral zone away from blowing that game for them. Guess what?
They took advantage of it.
D Ford did line up way in the neutral zone, which isn't legal. And then when the Patriots were, this is the other thing that separates them. People want to know why aren't the Steelers them? They got another chance and they did not miss it.
Yeah.
They capitalized. So everyone asks, why aren't the Steelers the Patriots? It's because Mike Tomlin is not Bill Belichick and never will be. And it's in equal measure because Ben Roethlisberger is not Tom Brady and never will be.
But I think that's a trickle down from coach to quarterback. Why did Joe Montana look so composed and cool in those same moments? I think it's because of the way he was coached by Walsh.
It wasn't yesterday with Belichick, though, slamming his Surface tablet after that.
Right.
That was a Tom Brady. I've always said it's different, that Brady's the more important one, and yesterday was an example, because as great as Belichick's scheming
was... I thought it was more Belichick yesterday.
As great as his scheming was, what did they get put on them in the second half? 31 points?
Yep.
That's not great defense. That's your quarterback when the rubber meets the road suddenly just saying, oh, the young guy's in here, young Tyson's on the other side, I'll punch with him.
Here's something that the Patriots did. One of those long Gronkowski plays, this was at the end of regulation, the touchdown they scored before Butker made the kick to tie the game. That long pass that Gronkowski caught at the 4-yard line, they said after the game that McDaniels and Belichick put that play in Saturday at the hotel. That they walked around a ballroom, installed that play. They weren't sure if they were going to use it. They hadn't used it all year. And then they dusted off and they put it into play with the season on the line.
That's just pure confidence.
Could you imagine like Keith Butler being like, we'll put the dang-gum safety here. We move the dang-gum it. No, like I can't see the Steelers.
Would Mike Tomlin, hold on. In that situation, so the Gronkowski play, where McDaniels and Belichick put it in. Do you even get the sense that Tomlin has too much input in the offense?
No.
I think it's Ben and Coach Randy. I think the quarterback doesn't really want the head coach's input on the offense here. That's my purview. You do your thing. Brady's best asset, I'm sorry, and no other quarterback, and definitely not Ben. He is the most coachable superstar I've ever seen. He gives and he takes. He gets reamed out verbally, and he delivers some of those as well. But it is always under the guise of, I want to win. That's not to say that Tomlin and Roethlisberger don't, but the Patriots' methodology is just better every single time. They always dot the I's. They always cross the T's. The only way you beat them is if you just outplay them man-to-man like the Eagles did last year. Give them a sliver of an opening like Atlanta did, and they find a way to rip your guts out.
The Eagles beat them like the Giants beat them those 2 years. They got pressure on Brady.
And that's it, though. That's winning matchups. That's hardly ever scheming
right.
for something. The Chiefs led the league in sacks this year along with the Steelers.
Didn't touch
they
him one
couldn't
time.
Sniff him.
The one time they did touch him, it was a 15-yard penalty.
I mean, that's a horrible call.
I know.
But there's something to be said for always making those plays count. When you get a break like that, a gift handed to you, you make it count.
You know, there might be a play call or two from Belichick that make you scratch your head. Like on fourth and short, why are you handing the ball off to Rex Burkhead? There might be a play or two in a game with Belichick. Like having Gronkowski on the field for the Miami Miracle, where it's like, what are you doing here?
Benching Butler in the Super Bowl last year, which probably cost them the
game.
But
you know what you almost never do with Belichick? You don't look at a game plan and say, what was he thinking? Why did they have linebackers matched up on wide receivers? Why did they come out in a game like this and decide to throw it 50 times when the team is vulnerable against the run? You know what I mean?
It's what I said earlier. They do what they need to do to win. Their game plan never looks twice.
Yes, in the arena, Belichick is human. He might make a mistake or two over the course of a game where they punt when they shouldn't.
Right.
You know, something like that.
He's not perfect. I get you.
But Monday through Saturday,
it's all there. Even the Butler thing that I bring up as a huge negative, and I think it should be, if you go and look for an explanation as to why Malcolm Butler didn't play last year in the Super Bowl, even Butler doesn't sound mad in retrospect because he said maybe they just thought because I got sick that I wasn't right for the game plan.
Yeah.
Like, there's at least, it's a bad method in that case, but there's method. I remember going back, Pony, to 2002 after those two teams played each other in the AFC title game. Patriots win because of special teams mainly. They came out. And it wouldn't make you bat an eyelash today because they laid down the blueprint. They came out and ran, I think, 25 straight passes. I could go find the box score against that Steelers defense and passed them off the field in a game and humiliated Cowher and the Steelers because Belichick had found something and he knew he could do it with Brady, who was a master even then of the short throw. They just take whatever they know you're not going to do well and they win with it. What did they do yesterday? Tyreek Hill had 7 catches, 142, 3 touchdowns against them the first game. What did he have yesterday? 1. It was a big catch.
45 yards.
But 1. The other time they threw it to the end zone for him, where he might have been open, Mahomes couldn't get enough on it, they almost picked it.
That defense took, for the most part, Kelce and Hill out of the game and asked Patrick Mahomes to beat him with Sammy Watkins and Damian Williams in the passing game.
And in a credit to Mahomes, he almost did. And Damian Williams was really good. But they forced option A, the quarterback, to throw to like options D and E maybe and make big plays.
That's why I think the coach is what sets the Patriots apart from the Steelers. But the quarterback is a close second because he's got the best chess piece.
I mean, this isn't going to be great arguments between the two of us, but can I just reverse it? The quarterback's what sets them apart, but the coach is an infinitesimally close second.
What sets the Patriots apart from the Steelers? The team the Steelers held to 10 points here in December that looked dead and buried is headed back to the Super Bowl for the third straight time for the 9th year under Belichick and with Tom Brady at the helm. What is it that makes the Patriots so great? They defy Father Time. When they look like they're shot, they rally. When people think they're going to lose like yesterday, they win. What is it about them? Why can't the Steelers do what the Patriots do? Is it Belichick? Is it Brady? What is it?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.